Good morning, Meg. How are
Hello, how are you?
you?
I'm really well, actually. I'm feeling a bit less tired than I was this time last week,
Hooray.
which was good.
Yes.
Well, I decided to
Excellent.
not go for my swim yesterday morning and have a little bit of a sleep in, which I was very happy. It was definitely
And it
the
was the
right
right
decision. It
choice.
definitely was just getting a little tired.
I had 2 weeks off really doing any sort of intentional movement, and I went back to Pilates today, and because I was like, why are my shoulders so like sore and pointy, painy? I was like, oh, that'll probably be 2 weeks in front of a computer and
Bit
actually
hunchy
not doing
munchy ears, yeah, your shoulders up around your ears.
So I was like, oh, I'll probably feel it tomorrow, but I do feel like, ah, oh, I do feel like I did something good for me today.
Oh, it's definitely, I do like, don't do a lot of Pilates anymore. I used to do a few bit of mat Pilates, but every now and again I'll just do like a 10-minute one because it's on Apple Fit. They've got heaps of different ones
Oh yeah.
there. And I'm like, okay, good. Like if it just all starts to
That's
get,
it.
yeah, that sort of
Range of
tightness.
motion
Because I just can't fit
activated.
it in. Because I'm my goal this year is to get strong. So I'm doing
Yes.
like I'm quite committed to my lifting. I just can't also
Right.
fit in Pilates and swimming and running
The
and walking,
stretching and
believe it or not. Because I'm not a personal
the
trainer. I have a job and three
yes.
children.
And this is not
This is
it.
not that this is supposed to add to my life, not become the center of my life.
Exactly right. Exactly. So we've got a bit of a chat happening today that we've been looking forward to. We're going to talk about
Well,
your recipe
yes.
tin challenge.
Well, because I have faced reality, and as much as I thought I would write about this in a blog and share it and, answer all the questions that people have
Maybe
been
we can
asking
get
me.
AI to
Oh, to
write
turn it
this
into a
up.
blog.
That will be
That's a great
funny. We'll share
idea.
it with you people because we know how
See
we
how it
were.
goes.
Stay hungry.
Because
That's how it signed us off last time.
there's just no way
Anyway,
that's
not
going to
going
get
to
to the top of
happen.
my, it's not going to get to the top of my jobs list. As much as it would be fun, it doesn't feel very important. And so we're just going to like hijack our podcast for a
We're
day
going
and
to
just talk about
chat.
my recipe tin
Yes.
challenge. And it's kind
But
of cool to do
we.
it a few months after it stopped because I can sort of reflect on it with a bit of distance as to what am I
Yes.
doing now with my
That's
cooking.
right.
But first, what's the best thing you ate this week?
Well, the best thing I ate this week was actually last night's dinner, which was a Recipe Tin Eats recipe, but not out of the book. It was one that she put up on her website, but I modified it a bit. The tray baked lamb meatballs. Did you see
Oh, I saw that.
that?
Yeah, that looks good. With all the capsicum
Amazing.
and
Yes, but
yes.
it was a serves four, and like buying lamb mince from the supermarket, you can like it comes in a 500-gram pack. And I was like, I
Yes.
don't want a kilo, but 500 grams
But I
is,
need more than
I
500
do
grams.
need that. So I ended up, I had some, so I used the recipe, but sort of doubled the breadcrumbs and the spices and the onion and the garlic. And I bulked it out with Greek yogurt.
Oh, yeah. I love Greek
And so
yogurt.
then I like sort of packed them into the tray. I did them on their own in the tray and I wrapped foil over the top. So they cooked, but they were still like juicy, juicy. And at the same time, I did a green capsicum and a red capsicum and a red onion all sliced up with like oil and salt. And that sort of roasted and softened. And then I tipped the meatballs and the juice over the top of the veggies, and then I gave it a little bit longer.
Yum.
Oh
Delicious.
my
Sounds really
goodness, it
good.
was so
I'll have to
delicious. And
make
the
that. That
meatballs were
sounds so
really
good.
like soft. And yeah, like we'd had friends over on the weekend, and I did like a like lamb shoulders with like baba ganoush and hummus. And so we had quite a bit of that all left over. So I did the meatballs with flatbreads and or wraps and all of the leftovers like tomato and avocado and
Yum.
baba ganoush
So
and
good.
hummus, and it was really delicious.
Delicious.
So
That's awesome.
tasty, so tasty.
Well, I'll definitely,
That
I
is, I
just found
peaked
my
on
piece of
Monday.
paper, so I will write down write down to make sure that I put a link to that recipe. Not your
Yeah.
version, Maggie's
But
version.
also, but don't you? I love when you sort of go, all right,
I can start here.
I got a feel for this, and I
Yeah.
can change it a little bit, and it works, and it was
Absolutely.
great.
Nice,
And
lovely.
what about you? What's the best thing you've eaten? We should just say since we spoke last.
Yeah, since we,
Just
well, in the week, because they have actually been like, we're on
the
a Tuesday,
week.
like regular plan at the moment. So the best thing I had was dinner last Friday night. So I just gave the kids some leftover chili con carne, which was tasty, but not what I felt like. And I made, and originally, I think this might have been my favorite thing before, but as I was eating it, I was like, I think this is my actual favorite main course
Of all time.
ever of all time, because
Oh,
every
of
time I
all
come back to it, I'm
time.
like, this is an amazing dish. This is so my sort of food. This is so delicious. So it was a dish that introduced me to much more rare steak.
Oh,
So years ago, like pre-kids, so at least 15 years ago, our eldest is about to turn 15. So probably, I don't know how long ago, but at least 16 years ago, we went on a holiday, and part of the holiday was in Melbourne, and we stayed with some friends down there, and they took us to the markets, and they bought some beautiful meat and some beautiful produce and stuff, and cooked a recipe that Tanya had seen in, that Good Weekend sort of those magazines where they'll be like some chef shares a recipe. I'm pretty sure it was Bill Granger, because I think I then saw that recipe in one of his books later on.
Oh, rest in
I
peace,
know,
Bill.
I know. I did have a little moment of, oh, good on you. This was delicious. And so it was, it's a marinated steak. So in like oyster sauce, sesame oil, Japanese cooking wine, a little bit of soy sauce, and a bit of, you can use white sugar or brown sugar. And so you marinate it in that for a little while, like overnight or just a few hours will do. And then you cook that on the barbecue and then rest it and slice it. And then you make a coriander relish. So it's like two bunches of coriander, like it's a lot of coriander. It's got chili,
We
fish
just lost
sauce,
half the audience,
lime. Yeah, sorry,
Sorry,
non-coriander people,
coriander
but
people.
it's so good. And so, yeah, so you do rice, the meat, or some snow peas. Meat and then the coriander relish on the top, and it's just
Yum.
got all of the things. Like, it's
Yes.
just, I'll make it for you. So that's what I'll make when
Oh,
we have our dinner. Yes, decided.
yes.
I'm going to make it because I need to share the love with other people. I'll try to find a link. I have looked for it online. I've got it. You should see. I'll take a photo of it and we might put it up. I've got this like handwritten, like
Ruddy.
no ratty little piece of paper, like shoved in like a my recipe folder. But I did find it online. But it wasn't the original. It's like, hey, I had this meal and this is it. So I'll also link to that
Maybe
because it
we
is
can pretty it
so,
up in
so good.
Canva.
Yeah, let's do that.
Chuck it
So
in that
it's so
recipe
good. And
book.
I had a friend, if you're not a meat eater, you can make exactly the same thing, but with salmon. Because I remember I made it for family and one person doesn't eat steak. And so I just did a little bit of salmon for her in the same marinade with all the same bits, and it was beautiful. So it was so
Delicious.
good. And I just, yeah. And you don't need a lot of the meat because it's quite like it's a little plate.
Rich.
Looks like you're at a restaurant, you plate it up all pretty. And it's so good. So that was the best thing that I ate on Friday. And I was reminded of like, this is like the best thing I make. I reckon.
This is my peak.
This
I
is
am
it. This is
here
what
and
I
I
just
am
want to eat
loving
all the time. And it
the
was, so when we had it in Melbourne, I remember like our friends serving it to us, and they cooked it rare, like how I eat it
view from
now. But
the
back then I was more of a medium rare girl, and just being like, oh, this is so rare. But she was a foodie. Like, she used to cook beautiful food. Like, I was like, she helped me become a bit more of a foodie.
You're trusting
And
the
so I was
process
like,
here.
I'm going to trust her. And I was just like, oh, this is, because she'd rested it properly. So it wasn't oozing or anything like that. And it was just perfect. So thank you, Tanya and David, because that meal was life
Shout
changing.
out. And you all just heard the process of we're having dinner with Lou, and now I know what we're having. And that's not me. I'll be your sous chef.
That'd be great. Well, this is really easy. That's the other thing. It's not, so when
I'll
we
chop your
like the
coriander.
laksa is quite a lot of steps,
Yes.
which is what we had last time. And the tajin, the time before that,
Touching. Well,
also.
with the lamb roast, the lamb shoulder on the weekend, I roped in the two younger ones to make like a Middle Eastern salad. Like, okay, you're on the pomegranate, get all the arils out.
Fun. Try not to get it all over the kitchen.
That's right, exactly. So they sorted that out. They did the tzatziki, and yeah, it was really good because it was like, all right, here's your recipe, like just off you go. And
Perfect.
yeah, it was great.
Well,
My
that's a good
dad said
segue
to
because that's a great thing about the videos on
yes,
all of Nagi's
the
recipes.
that's
You can
right.
watch a little video and it goes, oh, that's achievable. I can do that. Or I show my
Yes.
kids, I'm like, you can do that. And
Yeah,
then
yeah. My
they
dad said to my
can.
middle daughter, like she was grating, and he goes, oh, just watch your knuckles. She's like, Granddad, I did food tech in year seven. I think I'm right.
Love it. We've all done it though. I have definitely
Brutal.
grated a knuckle.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
It's
yes, definitely. Have
brutal.
you even cooked if you haven't grated half a knuckle off? Yep. Anyway,
Dear.
yeah.
So,
Yes. So we're talking. I
we're
might
talking
feel like
recipe
I'm an
tin
interviewer
challenge.
today. Well, not really.
I've got my
Da
book here to remind
da
me
da. That's
and prompt
right.
me, and I'm a
Yeah.
bit worried that this podcast is going to go for 4 hours because I could
This.
talk about this for a really long time.
Yeah.
So
Maybe you
I
need to give
think
us the backstory of why. Why
that's a
did
good
you
idea.
jump into this challenge? Because we know we've heard a few challenge. You challenge yourself, Meg, and you don't veer away. Like, I'll set myself a goal and I go, nah, partway through,
I'll set
nah,
myself a goal and
I'm
then I'll
good now.
procrastinate, and then like sprint to the end and get it done.
Yeah,
So, and I'm also quite happy to have a bit of a, so I don't have to be doing anything perfectly. But this one, yeah, I got it done. What was the 30th of December? So it was,
yes,
I had a little look back in my Instagram as to when I actually decided to do it because I was given the Recipe Tin Eats book dinner from my mum for a. She wanted to get it at Christmas, but you couldn't get any stock at Christmas. It was out
Yes,
everywhere. So
okay.
at Christmas, she said this, and also, I'm buying you this book. And I was like, yay, because I'd had a copy of it and put it into the Secret Santa family thing
Oh.
and looked at it going, I really want that book. Why am I doing this? But I didn't end up with it. So on the 7th of April is when I
Wow. Committed.
hard launched my challenge on Instagram.
Hold me accountable, people.
So I had set it a couple of weeks before that. So it must have been, middle of my, oh, probably almost
About now,
the 12 months ago,
oh, we're on the anniversary.
anniversary of my challenge. And so we had a pretty, I mean, everyone had a pretty massive few years since
Yes.
COVID in 2020. Without going into details, I feel like mine was more massive than a lot.
Yeah, there
Around,
was.
some brain child with brain surgery,
Yeah.
having things go very interesting at workplaces. And so by the end of
Interesting.
twenty
It's doing a lot in that sentence. Yes.
So at very short notice at the end of 2022, we, after a very horrible period of time, we made the decision, well, sort of, to come back to Sydney, move back to our old house, sell our house in Maitland, our beautiful house that would be renovated, and move back. And through like moving, Dan started working down here before I'd moved, coming off
Yes.
the back of just all the things,
Packing and like
packing
food is
all the
one of
stuff.
the things that's so hard in that process.
Yes,
Like,
it was
you
so
haven't got
hard.
all your
And
stuff, you don't want to dirty everything.
yes,
Yeah.
exactly. You're trying to eat out of the pantry a little bit, so you don't want to
Yep,
move
yep,
any
yep.
food.
Don't want to do
And also,
massive
we had
grocery
done.
shops.
And
Yep.
we'd done quite a lot. So in that whole process, we did a lot of, which I love, like HelloFresh and Every Plate or whatever it's called.
Yep.
I think they're so useful for just
Yes.
taking that brain space off, but
Oh, yeah.
financially just not sustainable for us as a
Can't do
large
it
family with
forever.
large
Yeah.
appetites. And I just found myself in an absolute cooking rut. Like
Yep.
just lost the love, lost no inspiration, no idea what I wanted to cook, not really interested in
Which
cooking.
is, I find, the hard part. The cooking itself, not so
Yes.
hard. The thinking,
It was thinking, it was like, what do I even cook anymore? I can't
Yeah.
even remember.
What
Because
would
I
you all
remember when we
like?
did our kitchen reno over a summer, I kind of forgot what I cooked because for that whole process, it was like a pre-marinated meat from the shop, a bag of salad from a shop, and either microwave rice or some wraps or some bread rolls or whatever.
Yep.
And I was like, hang on a minute, what do I cook?
Yes.
So I looked at the book and I thought, you know what? Nothing in here is unachievable. I am going to cook the entire book by
Don't you love
the
the ginormous, like I think I've got another friend who like tends to do the I am at the depths of my despair. What I need right
I'm
now
gonna
is
shoot for the
the
stars.
absolute pinnacle of Mount Everest. Not just get out of the hole, go so far
No, that's right.
beyond.
That's exactly right. That is how my brain works. And
Equal and
so
opposite reaction.
it excited me to do it. And
Yes.
I have a lot of cookbooks that I've only cooked, like four or five things from. And I was like, everything in here I think is achievable. There were a few things I was like, oh, that's gonna test me. But like mussels, for example.
Yes, I know.
But on the whole, I was like, I can do that. And so I did. And I literally cooked every single thing, including all the dressings, all because at the back there's like a page of like eight different salad dressings. So they all had to get done, all the different stocks, the different breads, even the different rices, even
Oh,
cauliflower
yeah.
rice, which was one of the last things I did because I object to it being called cauliflower rice. I like cauliflower. It's not rice. But
It's
that's
not
another day. All the
rice.
sauces. And I did it. And it has definitely,
Congratulations.
it felt amazing and particularly felt great finishing with the beef Wellington, which is like, the
Pinnacle.
massive, like it's, and it is a process. It's like four pages of recipe notes in the book. And so that was pretty cool to finish with that on the
Yes.
30th of December or 29th or whatever it was. And so I thought it'd be cool to talk about, my faves, the family's faves. Things have kind of surprised us.
What's still in the
Perhaps a few
repertoire?
things which and what still, because because it still is my go-to, actually.
Yes.
And it did what it needed to do if I was inspiring me to sort of get back playing around and creating. I remember I made the spring rolls. I'd never made spring rolls
Oh,
before. Like
yes. Yeah.
I'd made rice paper rolls, but I'd never made
Yep.
spring rolls. And I made
Yep.
them and I was like, oh, these are actually really cool. And then we were hosting a dinner party thing and I was like, oh, I might make cheeseburger spring rolls, which if I hadn't made those spring rolls would never have crossed my mind. But I'd
No, of
had them
course.
before we left because I heard this at
Yes,
this little
yes.
bar up here and they were so like fun and a bit
Yeah,
different.
yeah, yeah.
And so I made them and they were amazing. And I never would have done that if I hadn't sort of been forced to make a batch of spring rolls in
Yes.
my kitchen, go and buy the
Little
papers and learn how
paper.
to wrap
Yep.
them and all of that. So
Yes.
it definitely worked as far as making me a little bit more excited about cooking. So that was good.
Fantastic. So what was, do you remember what the first thing you cooked
I
was?
think. Oh, do I remember the first? I remember the I yeah, because the first few things I didn't post because I was like, I did her roast chicken on the 9th of April. So that was just
That's
before I
early.
announced.
Yes.
I did the Christmas baked salmon,
Oh,
15th
yeah.
of April. One of these must be after. These must all be after. I don't know, because I didn't really post food on my Instagram beforehand, because but
What sort of
so I don't know. I think
dietitian
it might
are
have been something
you?
strange like the cabbage and bacon
Yeah, with the
spaghetti
noodles?
with the noodles. It was something
Yeah.
like I think it was something quite like that. So I think it was like, oh,
Yes.
that's really easy. That's only three ingredients, pretty
Yep.
much. There's
Yeah,
very
yeah,
little
yeah,
in it,
yeah.
and it was super tasty.
Yep.
But I don't think I do remember what my first because I had made a few things before
Already.
from the
Yes.
website that ended up in there, but I had to do them again. That
Yes,
was
yes.
my rule was that I had to do them again.
Just a little insight into Meg's mind, everybody.
Like following rules.
She's except when they are diet rules.
I won't follow diet rules. No, that's right. Exactly. So, I'd done the meatloaf before, but I wouldn't have
Oh,
done that. I would have
yeah.
waited till winter to do that. So,
That
I
is an
feel like it was
excellent
probably that
recipe.
bacon.
Bacon and cabbage.
I reckon that might have been the first one that I made.
Yeah, we did that and I quite liked it, but I was probably the only one. So that one has not made
Oh
it
yeah, I
into the
remember you talked about
repertoire
that.
of my family. And there are other things I like to do with cabbage.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I
so
like
that's fine.
cabbage.
I like cabbage too. So did you have to how much new equipment did you have to purchase for yourself in this
Not a lot.
challenge?
So because I
Yeah.
am a cook, I have most of the
Most
things.
of the things.
I have decided it's time that I by a rolling pin because I've been using a wine bottle
Oh, do you know
for my
what? I
entire
think
life.
I may have a spare one.
Awesome. Because I'm now making the flatbreads really regularly. Like if we because I figured
Right.
they're really quick now because I've made them
Yes.
probably 5 or 6 times.
Yes.
And they're so yummy and super cheap. I buy a big
Yep.
massive thing of baker's flour.
Yep.
And so I need to buy a rolling pin or
Yeah.
get your one.
Raid my cupboard.
I will not make the stir fries again until I have a good wok. So they
Yeah.
didn't quite hit the spot, like the pad see-ew, the pad thai
Yes.
didn't quite hit. But it's because I don't have the right equipment.
Yeah,
So
I
that's
also
on
do
my
not
list.
have would and do you have a gas burner? Is your kitchen gas or your
No, but my
barbecue?
barbecue is gas. Yes.
Yes.
And I have to
Okay.
use it because I set the all the
Yes.
I set all the fire alarms
Smoke
off
alarms.
again.
Yeah.
Smoke alarms on. Making my favorite thing on Friday night. I was like, it's only
Right.
2 pieces of steak. I can't really be bothered going outside to cook this. Regret when the kids are all coming out of the room. What's going on? And
Oh,
their
what are
little
you
HomePods that they
cooking?
listen to music from in their rooms, if
Yeah.
that hears a siren in the background, it starts sirening.
Oh, does it?
So, yeah, which is quite
Wow,
cool.
that is cool. Given
But
that apparently children don't
yeah,
hear
no,
smoke alarms in
they're
their
just
sleep.
too,
Their
yeah,
sleepy
too
sleepiness, and
asleep.
they hear no, they need to hear voices
There you
that
go.
actual leave the house. Anyway, that's an aside.
That isn't
This
aside. That's
could
okay.
be
That's an
4 hours.
interesting aside. So yeah, so until I can buy a good wok, and I do, I'm sort of saving up ish for Marianne Grasby's one. Have you had
I
a look
sort
at
of
that?
do lust after that, I
Ah,
have to
that looks
say.
amazing.
I know. I know. Do you think it'll go on
So
special?
it often is on special, but it's still quite a few hundred dollars.
Yes.
But
Yeah,
it
yeah,
looks
yeah.
genuinely like the perfect wok.
Yeah, I actually really like lots of her recipes as well.
I like lots of her recipes as well, but I'm not, no more challenges for me.
Not for a
I'm
while.
good. I'm not for a while. So I will need a new wok before I'll make some other stuff. And
Yes.
I needed, but then I found one in my next door neighbor's hard rubbish. I needed a much
Oh,
bigger proper cast iron pot because I
yes.
only had like a little one that was a really tight squeeze for a chicken,
Yep,
or like
yep.
a shallow one, which I
Yes.
overflowed quite a few times making a double
Yes.
batch of stuff. And so that was higher in my priority list than a
The wok.
wok. But
Yeah.
then driving past my rich neighbors up the street the other day,
Yeah.
I was like, is that a cast iron pot out the front of your house? I'm going to
That
go
I
and check that.
see, and it was
And it is, and it's beautiful. And it's in amazing, like
excellent.
it's losing a little bit of the enamel from the handles,
Yes,
but it's
because I had a Le
otherwise
Creuset that I
perfect.
was given as a 40th present, and some of the enamel from the inside came
See, that's
off.
different. From the inside's
Yeah,
amazing.
and I looked high and low for somebody who would like re-enamel or repair. No, sadness, so
Do they
sad.
have some lifetime warranty on that not happening?
Yes, but like, yeah, I don't know. I just, anyway, well, I
So
think it
anyway, I
happened
now have
during
this
COVID. Yep.
beautiful
Yes.
grey.
Yay.
It's oval. I would have preferred round because my chef friend, I was
Yes.
looking at a beautiful oval one. And my friend's like, from a heat distribution point of view, get a circle because your burner's
Yes.
a circle, so it's better heat distribution.
Yes,
But if I'm
yes.
putting it in the oven, you
Doesn't
know, or
matter.
for bread or whatever. So I don't need to buy it. Like it would be great to have a big round one at some point, but
Yes.
right now
Well,
I've got a big
somebody
oval one
might throw
and
one away. You never know.
that's right. I'll keep driving past the neighbors.
Starts driving past.
So
You're driving around Tarramurra,
that's
like
right.
Vaucluse. Anyone?
Anybody no longer want their Le Chasseur? No, what? But
Anyone?
was amazed that it was like out in hard rubbish, not just donate it at least to a
Yes.
because so that was going to end up at the tip. And it is in amazing, like the ins, it is in amazing
Yeah.
condition. It's
Yep.
just a little bit of enamel coming off the handles.
There you
So
go.
there you go.
Can't be having
Can't be having
that.
that. So yes, so other thing I now buy regularly, and we actually touched on this in a previous episode, spray oil.
Oh, I know. I know. Once relegated to a tool of diet culture, a
I know, to
weapon, but
minimize
no.
your oil. No, great for just a thin coating on your wire rack so things don't stick, or your
Yes.
breads before you fry them, or
Yes.
just lots of things she sprays actually. She sprays
Yeah,
like the
crumbed things to
eggplant,
bake
the
them.
yeah, so good. So that is definitely something I buy. And my spice I say spice rack. It's not a spice rack. It's a spice basket. Is ridiculous now. Like it
Yes.
is genuinely insane.
What do you what what's new? What's new in the basket?
The bulk. So because like if you think about the
Right.
shawarma, like you're using
Yes.
tablespoons
Yeah,
of
you don't
spice.
want those
Not
tiny
you don't want
little.
those little coals ones. So I'm going to
No.
the there's a really good Indian grocer down near us and an Asian grocer, and so I buy my spices there, and then you get them in big bulk
Containers.
things.
That is actually, do you know what? I cannot believe that I'm only just going, of course, because I just keep powering through like tiny little
Go and
tubes of
get
smoked paprika.
the big
Why would I?
bags.
What am I thinking? Anyway,
No,
all right,
you
here
didn't
we
know, you
go.
know.
I didn't.
That's what I've learned. See, that's the thing I've
There you go.
learned. So my spice basket is ridiculous. I mean, I never used to use garlic powder, onion powder,
Yes,
but now you use
Mexican
that quite
though.
a lot. So
Yes.
I have been buying those, which I previously didn't buy. Otherwise, I always had a lot of spices, but just not the bulk
Yeah,
of, yeah, I'm
yeah.
just going through a lot. So we're having that chicken shawarma
A
pretty
lot,
regularly
because it's so
because it
good.
is, it's so good,
Yeah,
so
and that's,
delicious.
what have you got in there? Cumin? Coriander?
Cardamom, that's the thing that
Cardamom?
tips it into next level deliciousness.
Yeah, I've got
So it's
that.
got cumin, cardamom, smoked paprika, cayenne
Yeah, I
pepper,
love smoked
coriander.
paprika.
Yeah, me
Love
too.
it.
So
Delicious.
yummy. I
Yeah.
use it all the time in stuff that
Yeah.
doesn't even call for
Yeah.
smoked. I'm like, oh no, smokiness will add to this.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's probably the main changes.
Yes.
Yeah. I bought a new
And
microplane because my old microplane literally snapped one day when I
yeah.
was grating ginger
Oh,
for a dressing.
devastating.
And I'm like, oh, well,
Devastating.
it was a wedding present or an engagement
Yeah.
present. So like
Okay.
22 years, it's
It's done
probably okay.
well. Time to
That's
go.
done with. The next one does 22 years, I'll be stoked.
Yeah. Rest well, little champion.
Little microplane. Thank you for your service. All right. So do you want to go like, I hope
Yeah.
this isn't completely boring for people, but people tell me they like hearing about the challenge.
Yes,
So
yes.
if you don't, never mind. My
Skip
apologies.
this
But if you
one.
do,
That's right.
you know, I'm going to talk about food for the next however long this takes. Actually, I should keep an eye on the time because I do have a client at 1 o'clock.
Sorry, I missed your appointment. I was talking about food.
All right. So in the first chapter, everyday food, the chicken shawarma is the standout for
The
me
absolute winner.
because it can be a mid-week deliciousness. You can
Yes.
marinate it in advance and put it in the freezer,
That's the bit I
and it's
intend it, and then I
super.
forget that step, and then I go, oh, no,
Because
tomorrow.
it would be better with soaking in all those flavors.
Yes.
So
But
that's
your
definitely a
tip
thing
too,
that's sort of
you can marinate in bulk and chuck part of it in
back
the
in the freezer.
freezer.
Yeah. So I do a double
Yes.
batch, keep
Yep.
half of it, cooking half of it in a Ziploc bag in the freezer. Talk about
Perfect.
for next time.
Yep.
So it's definitely the best for me, the best thing in that first chapter. I just loved it. But the glazed meatloaf is something I have done
Yes, I've
before
done that a
and
few times.
since. It's
Yes.
quite also quite
It's very
delicious as
70s
well.
fantastic and great with mashed potato.
Absolutely. Love it. So I really do like that a lot. But a little bit of a shout out to the garlic prawns because they were delicious as
Oh,
well.
see, yes.
So
I love
yummy, but not
that.
a regular thing for
We
me.
have two non-prawn eating humans in the house. I know.
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
And the other
Actually,
thing
one of them
that
will be
was
on
good,
camp
oh yeah.
soon. Chuck
Oh,
it
well,
up.
prawn time.
Excellent. Prawn time. Hey, prawn
Dan's
time.
away a bit this week.
Fork
He'll be back by
time.
the time this podcast comes out. So whatever.
Oh,
I don't know why I said that. And pork. Yeah, I've got two pork dishes coming. Gonna be great.
woohoo.
The butter chicken in the book is great, but the tray baked butter chicken that's come out since this is, I think, just easier and better.
Excellent.
So
Excellent.
that
I
is the
have a really
everyday
nice
food pick.
butter chicken spice mix that I buy from
Oh yeah, you talked about that was your
Belicious,
favorite thing last time we
and it's
spoke.
good. So yeah, that's an
And
easy.
delicious.
Yeah.
And the naan bread recipe is in that chapter rather than in the breads bit,
Breads.
which is also great. The naan breads are also fantastic. Then in the effortless one, that's where the fried
Oh, we
cabbage
love
noodles
effortless.
is, which is
Yeah.
again, it's not my favorite from the chapter, but it was pretty delicious. The thing that totally surprised us was the baked fish with lemon cream sauce.
Oh,
The kids smashed it. Was not, it's not something I would normally have made, but it
Okay.
was fantastic and totally delicious. And I just used the Aldi little fish fillets that you buy in the cold section. And it was quite light and delicious. And I loved the one tray Moroccan baked chicken with chickpeas, which I think was my
Oh,
favorite thing last week. It's not a mat, like everyone eats it, but they like
They
the chicken.
don't.
They're not such a fan on the fennel and the chickpeas.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know.
So would you
Oh,
modify
yeah.
it to make it a bigger, like, rain broader acceptance, or they can just
No, I
tough
think
it
they can just
out?
cope. Yeah, they can just, it's not going to be on the menu that often. So when I feel like
Yeah.
it, they can just eat it what I like sometimes.
There you go. Hear that, people? You
Yeah,
can do that.
you can totally do that. Please do that sometimes. It makes you feel better. So I think that's, yeah, my favorite thing in that. That's also got the sticky chicken drumsticks and the 3 minute smash burgers in that
The both
chapter.
are
Both are
excellent. I
excellent.
do the smash burgers,
And
but I don't do a double burger in it. I just do one.
no, I just do one burger too. And then I'll sometimes
Yeah.
have like a burger and salad stuff on the side because I quite like the meatiness with the
Yes.
sauce.
Yes, yes. And those
And the
sticky
sticky
chicken
chicken
drumsticks
drum. Yeah.
are
Really good.
fantastic.
So
Really, really
yummy.
good. Yeah.
They're really good as well. So as I said, the stir fry chapter, which is next, look, it didn't go as well because I don't have the right thing. But the crispy Chinese eggplant was mind-blowingly good. Like we
Oh,
all loved it. Like it's a process, like it's a double
okay.
fry
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
situation.
I've got a sweet and sour pork recipe that's a double fry. That's
A
like
lot of
the,
effort, a
yeah,
lot of
but delicious.
spitting stuff everywhere.
Yes.
And I knew that we would like we always knew we would like it because there's a fantastic Thai restaurant in Chatswood called Khao Phla. I think I'll find it. I'll put it in the show
Yeah.
notes. And they have an incredible
Yes. Did
eggplant
we?
chip recipe.
Do you remember one time we met
Fiona
Fiona
Willer.
and we had
Yes.
eggplant chips in that
That's the first
restaurant?
time I'd ever
That's
had eggplant chips.
same,
And I was
same. And
like,
I was like, what
these are
is this
amazing.
magic? So
Yes.
good.
Which I think is why the first time we went to that Khao Phla, I was like, we should get the eggplant chips because I had
Yes,
them
yes, yes.
4 years ago with a friend
Yay.
and they were amazing.
They have their own little
And
section in my brain
yeah, they really
dedicated.
do. So that was really good, the crispy Chinese eggplant. And the Peking shredded beef, which is also a double
Oh,
fry, is in that chapter as
yes.
well.
Yes.
And again, it's not something I'm going to have a lot, but it was very
It
tasty.
was good, wasn't it? I've
It was
done that,
very
but I haven't
yummy.
done it again because it was like, oh,
Yeah.
this is hard
It's
work.
there's a lot of
It's like a weekend thing. I think I did
yeah.
it during the week.
And I can't remember what happened, but I think I might have overloaded my pan not having a right wok. And so
Yes.
my new vermicelli noodles didn't puff up
Oh.
as much as they're supposed to.
I stuffed them up too. And I think the oil wasn't hot enough.
Yeah, or maybe it was the oil wasn't hot
That's what I
enough.
did too.
So,
And I was
and I've
like,
done them
oh,
before on top
girl.
of things and it's been
Yeah.
fine, but I think it
Yeah.
was all too much going on.
Yes.
So it was delicious, but it's not a
And there's
midweek,
a
not
lot
for
of
the
cleaning
faint-hearted.
afterwards,
A
even
lot of
like your
cleaning
floor.
afterwards. Yep, it was everywhere. Yeah, so which is, you've got to take into consideration. I'm going to skip the what will I do with a piece of chapter because, it's just
Cook
like
it.
stuff I've cooked, but it's great. Go for
Yep.
it. But a little mention is the garlic roasted mushrooms were delicious. If you,
Oh, yeah.
because they kind of roast quite slowly, so they get a bit
Yes.
chewy, a lot of
Delicious.
garlic. They
Yeah.
were really yummy. The best mushroom I've ever eaten, one of my kids said. But we had them with steak. They didn't taste the steak. It was not meat-free Monday when we had those.
If you did those and put them through like a risotto. That would be pretty good.
Ooh, that would be very good. Yeah.
They would give
Yum.
that sort of umami flavor to
That's
the
a good, that's a very
bland
good idea.
rice.
So the next chapter is pasta and cozy food.
Oh, yay.
And
Yum,
so that's where the
yum.
saucy baked pork meatballs is. And
Oh,
they are really
okay.
good. So they're
Yes.
something I've made quite a few
Did
times.
you do the Swedish meatball, the,
Yeah, they're in the
were
first
they?
chapter. I made them. Of course, were they in the book, Suze?
Of course,
If they're in the
a
book, I have made them.
silly
Look,
question.
they're
Sorry.
okay. Yeah, they were right. I didn't dislike them. But I don't know. They were not really my fave way to have
Make you feel
meatballs.
IKEA-ish or
Yeah. made me a little
Trauma.
bit. But the best thing in that chapter, from my point of view, is two of the soups, the best things,
Oh,
I should say.
yes.
Because it's got like the chili con carne, the bolognese, and all these great things. Oh, the restaurant where the linguine was also amazing. But there, this is the Zuppa Toscana chapter.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh my goodness, I've talked about it enough on this podcast to not
Yes,
need to mention it
yes.
again. But let like pork
Yeah.
fennel, potato, bit of
Yeah.
kale,
Yes.
just salty, stocky deliciousness.
I think I second time I made it, I had forgotten about the kale. Like I didn't do, and everyone liked it a lot better.
Oh, really? They didn't
Damn
like the
them. Because this
kale.
looks, I like it.
Oh, yeah,
But
we all like
yeah,
the
you know,
kale.
and it all just got pushed to
Pushed
the
to the side.
side when I made it the third
Well,
time.
that's something that has definitely increased. That's another thing that this book has brought into my regular shopping is kale,
Yes.
because it's in this,
For me,
and
that
then
was
it's
such a diet
also
culture food.
totally. I was
Oh.
just like, oh, kale, wellness
Yeah.
nonsense. But
Yeah.
actually, if you cook it properly, it's delicious. So in that soup, and also in the devour
The
salad that
salad.
you massage with the dressing, like
Yes,
that is
yes.
so good. And then because I've been buying kale for those two recipes,
Yes.
when it's getting a bit old, I'm like, oh, I'll just kale chip it,
Yes.
and just put that with whatever. And the kids
Yep.
really like it, like that bit of salt, bit
Yeah.
of oil,
Yeah.
bit of
It's
crispy.
funny because everyone likes it in the salad, but everyone did not really love it
In the
in the
soup.
soup, which is
That's weird.
odd. So I don't know. I think maybe next time I make it, I might just chuck in like
Cut it
baby
a bit smaller.
spinach. Yeah, that's
Oh,
possible
that's what
as
I
well.
did.
I might just go like, you know,
Yeah,
maybe
just
there's
put baby
something
spinach in.
textural about
Because it
it
is a
in
bit
this.
springy,
It
like a bit
is.
like
Because you don't
seaweedy sort of.
massage it and it sort
You
of goes in at
don't.
the end. Oh, actually, maybe I could
Yes.
just put it in
Put
at
it
the
in a bit
beginning.
earlier and see if it, yeah, wilts down a
That's what
bit
I
better.
might do.
A little less chewy.
This is
So that
the.
one was my standout from that chapter. But also the Moroccan harira
Harissa?
soup with lamb. No,
Harira. Oh,
harira
yes.
soup with lamb was also totally delicious. And I'm looking forward to winter because I want to make that one again.
Yeah, okay.
It was really, really tasty. And we had it with the flatbreads, dipping that in. It's got a little bit of spaghetti in there as well. And it was just all the flavors, just all delicious flavors. It
Yes.
even had some lentils in there. The just brown lentils,
Oh,
dried, thrown in
yes.
there, and the kofta. And
Nice.
it's just really, really good. So another
Yeah.
one I would probably not
Yeah.
have made if I wasn't doing the challenge,
Yes.
because I'd be like, eh. But
That I
actually,
wonder with that, because
delicious.
I'm noticing like, you know, lunches in summer, it's harder to do leftovers, but winter,
Oh
something like
yeah,
that would
thermos and a
be
soup.
so good.
Totally.
Happy
Oh,
children.
so this chapter had the chicken fricasse in it. That's the first one I made. I remember now.
Oh,
That is the first one I
okay.
made from this book, and it was delicious.
All
This is
right.
what I made, what I overflowed my pan with.
Yeah.
But it
Oops.
was really, really creamy, thick, delicious. Yeah, so
Yeah.
good. So that has to go up there. And the mac and cheese is in that chapter. And we were like, yeah, too much. Didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was one that everyone was talking about on the group and in
Yes,
the like, oh, I love
yes.
this so much. And it was too much for us.
Yeah.
Just so it needed as a side with other
Yes.
stuff,
Yep.
fine. But it was
Yep.
sort of like a lunch and it was like what we were having. And
Yeah.
it was too much.
Yep.
Too much.
Yes.
But that's okay. All right, I'm on to my next chapter. Meal-worthy salads.
Oh,
So I
yeah.
cooked probably all of these salads within about a week and a half when the weather first got hot. And I was like,
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
great, I'm going to cook
Salad
all the salads.
time.
And
Salad
they were
days.
all delicious. But the st absolute standouts were the Kyoto, which is the
Yes,
creamy soba
yum.
salad with the sesame dressing. We've made that probably three times, and it's got so many different textures and tastes in there, but
I
that
haven't done that
dressing just
one.
ties it all together. Oh, it's really good. And it's like a meal on its own. It's got the noodles, it's got some poached chicken. And I don't like poached chicken really
Yeah.
at all. So the second time, I don't know what it is about poached chicken. Like even following an eggs recipe, and I can see that it's well poached and it's good.
Yep.
I don't like poached chicken. So I have actually either just shredded a barbecue chuck or just
Yep.
cooked the chicken on the barbecue and then sliced it
Yep.
up
Yep.
to put it in, but I just can't come poached chicken.
There's
Don't
something
know why.
about it.
There's
And there
something
you go.
about it.
Modify.
Modify. So they that one, the Kyoto, and the Devour maple sweet
Oh,
potato
yeah.
salad with tamarind dressing. Just so good every time. Like it
That's that
surprises me every
dressing,
time.
yes, is
It's the
just
tamarind, I think, because it's not a
yes.
flavor. It's not something I cook with a lot. So highly recommend like make that one. And because my family are not sweet potato fans, except for one, and me, I like it. I now do the sweet potato on the side.
On the side,
So people
right.
can add it or not, depending on whether
Yes.
they feel up to it. So those are definitely the two standouts in that chapter. The Mexican food chapter is next, and I loved the burritos because it really tasted like I was eating a Guzman y Gomez burrito. Like had the rice, had all the different, then I rolled it up and put
Everything.
it, heated it up in the oven, wrapped in
Sensational.
foil, and so that was really, really good. The Chipotle salmon tacos, that is what Dan said was his favorite
Of the whole
of the
thing?
whole book.
Really?
Yeah, whereas I was like, oh, got mango and salmon.
Oh,
It's a
yeah. Your
fruit
fruit meat
thing,
thing.
fruit meat thing. So I liked it. I could see that it was tasty, but it definitely wasn't up in my top ones. But
No.
Dan absolutely loved it. So yeah, that needs
Did
a
the
shout out.
kids?
They all really liked it as well. And the pork carnitas is also in that chapter, and
Oh,
it
I've
was
made that. It's fantastic.
fantastic. It was
Yes.
fantastic. And a little shout out to the mushroom quesadillas. Because
Oh.
again, just surprised me. I would never have made them if I wasn't making
Yes.
the challenge. And we had them for brunch and they were really yummy. So it's like Colby cheese, you've
Yes. Yum.
pre-fried the mushrooms, so they've gotten that sort of chewy, they're quite
Squishy.
thickly sliced, chipotle powder, deliciousness. So that was they were really good as well. Do love mushroom. So yeah, that
Yeah.
was good. Moving on. I don't even know what our next chapter is. Oh, Asian bites and soups, the laksa. It's just such a standout. There's just
It's magic. And just to
it's
go back to the
magic.
Mexican,
Oh yeah.
Cheese sauce.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, but
It's
as a spoon, a
delicious.
bit on you. Yeah. Do you know, it
Yeah,
takes me,
it's really
it's
yummy.
got the whole, it's got that fantastic fakeness about
Yes. Yeah. So the
it.
nachos were good. I did obviously make
So
those as
funny.
well, and they were yummy. But a bit like that, I think it's a little bit like the mac and cheese. Like I'm just not
Yeah.
really into like
It's too
really,
much.
yeah. And I love cheese. I could
Yeah,
eat
yeah,
like just
yeah.
like a big oozy brie is
Yep,
fine,
yep.
but I don't know. Those ones were
Oh.
yeah, a bit much
Yeah.
for me. But yeah, the laksa, I just can't go past it. I've made it quite a few times now, and it was pretty wonderful. There was a lot in this chapter that I would not have made if I wasn't doing the challenge. Like, there's no way I would have made
Right.
prawn toast, like ever. And it was
Yes.
really cool. Like, it was weird because you zhuzh them up with some
Yeah, yeah,
cornflour, right? So
yeah.
it's grey and
That's not
gloopy when
pretty.
you're spreading it onto the bread. It's like,
Yeah.
this is gross. But then you fry them up and they go
I
orange
think,
and bob around,
yeah.
and was really tasty. That was quite nice
Yes.
to. We just had reserved those for some friends. Yeah, but the laksa, it was really good. I think that's in that chapter. It's just, yeah, it stands out so much.
Everything's just
I'll just keep
pales
making that.
to insignificance.
It does.
Yeah.
So good.
Were there any other things that you were like you were saying before, that spring rolls is something you would never have made if you hadn't been doing?
Yeah, like the wonton soup
Yes.
and the little gyozas
Yes.
as well. So they were good. So I feel much more confident, to
Yeah.
make my own now.
Little dumpling things.
And I really like dumplings. The kids all like dumplings. Dan's not a
Same.
big dumpling person.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with the
I know, we
men
don't
in our
understand. We've
lives?
had
No. We've
what
had this
is wrong with you?
conversation. I
How
don't
can you
know.
not
What's not
like
to
dumplings?
like? I
I don't
know.
understand.
Savory inside, silky, then crispy,
And
delicious.
I fry them so they're crispy,
Yeah.
like
Yeah. I
the
don't
hot
know.
sticker ones. Who
Yeah.
knows? I don't
No.
understand. So yeah, it was good to do those. I don't know if I'll do them regularly, but I don't buy them regularly, so it's
Yes.
not something we have
But
all the
they're good
time
too. You
anyway.
can do like a really big batch,
And
freeze
then,
them all flat. Once they're frozen, pop them in a Ziploc bag so they don't stick to each other,
yes,
and then they're good to
definitely,
go.
for sure. So I might in a holiday, might do
Yeah.
them.
My kids like to do them. So
Oh,
hand
cool.
that one over.
Well, that's
Yeah.
fine then. If they're going to do all the folding, then that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, look, the bigger things chapter is a challenge to pull one from
Oh.
because it was all great. It was really all great. I loved the Spanish seafood stew. It was something I
Oh,
never would have
okay.
made, and it was really good. But I think the Christmas baked salmon just is the winner in that. Have you done it?
It's so pretty. I haven't done it. It
So
looks
pretty.
incredible.
And so we had some friends coming over who we, wanted to do a little bit of a nice special thank you lunch
Yes.
for. And so we did that for them, and it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And that was
Yeah.
very early on in the challenge. That was really good. And
Peaked
the beef
early.
Wellington was perfect. It was perfect. I can't really. So
And would you do it
both
again
have to be
given
the two.
the process? Would it be an
It's actually the
annual
second time. So I've
thing?
done Gordon Ramsay's one before,
Oh, yeah.
which didn't have the crepe and didn't have the double layer of pastry, but it was otherwise quite similar. And it wasn't as like I didn't do as good a job of that one, but I didn't have
Yeah.
4 pages of notes from Nagi about how to stop things getting soggy and staging it out over 3 days.
Yeah.
Would I do it again? I don't know. Like it was worth it. On one hand, it was worth the effort, but on the other
Yeah.
hand, I'm like, I can make other things that are
That are,
delicious and
yeah.
amazing and special without it taking 3 days.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah. Like,
I
run the
don't know. If one of
marathon.
the kids
I've got it. They're
requested it
done.
for their
Yep.
birthday, I
Okay.
would consider it if their birthday was in a holiday.
And it was one of the 18th or the 21st or
That's right. So
the
I'm not opposed to
significant.
doing it again, but I'm not running out. And also like to even at Aldi that I feel it's so expensive now. So it's
Yes,
become
I
a
know.
like a very expensive dish. That said, so is the Christmas baked salmon. You're doing a whole side of salmon. But again, it's quite rich, so you don't need a lot of it. Because it's got
Yeah.
the creamy creme fraiche stuff on the top. Or sour cream or whatever it is. So I don't know if I'll do it again. We'll see.
We'll
If I do,
see.
it'll
It'll be on
probably be the best thing I
the
ate that week. It'll be on the
socials.
socials. Actually, I
Have
have, you know, so I've done like
to.
almost nothing on my socials since finishing the challenge.
This
Cause that's what it's not my thing.
is how I like to live.
I loved the lamb shanks in red wine sauce. I thought they were totally delicious. But my kids don't like no one else in the house really likes lamb shanks. So everyone likes their sort of
Right. The
gelatinous sort of
rich,
richness of them.
gooey, gooiness.
But the slow cooked, the other thing in this chapter, slow cooked beef ribs in Korean barbecue
Yes.
sauce.
Ah,
We had that
delish. Yeah.
last Saturday night. Again, because it's just so easy.
So
It's like a
good.
dump and just leave it in the oven for
Yeah,
5 hours.
yeah,
And it's so yummy. And I do it with that cucumber salad slash
Salad,
cucumber
yes.
salad.
Do you reckon you could do the
Oh.
lamb shoulder with the same sauce and do it as a, if they don't like the
I don't know if
texture?
lamb would go with. Oh, sorry,
The,
the
no, not
shanks.
the Korean barbecue.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
No, you absolutely could do that, I think, with a shoulder, and then it
Yeah.
would probably maybe I'll do that. I've got a lamb shoulder in my freezer. Maybe I'll do that.
Test
But I
it
tell you what I'm going
out.
to do with the shank. I do have some lamb shanks. I bought that big lamb pack. I'm going to do the Musman curry
Yeah.
lamb shanks because I did that with a shoulder and it was so good, but not quite saucy enough. So I think with the
Right.
lamb shanks being might be a bit more saucy.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I really liked that as well. But the slow cooked beef ribs in Korean barbecue sauce, so good,
Magic. I
so
haven't done them. I
delicious.
should do that. I might add that on to
Yes, you
ours.
should.
I should.
It's really hard if I skip through this because there's things like the roast chicken, which is not the best thing in the book, but it's the best roast chicken I've ever eaten.
Yeah,
So
right.
if you're going to make roasted
Roasted.
chook,
That's what we call it
then
now.
this is definitely the recipe I would recommend that you
Yeah,
use
okay.
because it really is the best
Fantastic.
roast chicken I've ever made. And I made quite a few roast chickens in my life. So that was good. And then we're on to desserts, I think. We're getting there.
Yeah.
So in the desserts, the Abercrombie we'd made 100 times. It's
Yeah,
great,
yeah,
but
yeah.
the kids make
It's,
it. Actually, I don't even make it
yeah.
anymore. The kids do that. But the things that I loved in this chapter, the perfect vanilla cake is
Amazing.
just
Perfect.
the perfect cake.
Yeah.
I do it with fresh cream and strawberries, and it's sort of, I think I've talked about it before, it's kind of halfway between a sponge cake and a butter cake. Like so fluffy, so good,
Moist.
like just incredible texture. Loved that one. And I also loved the lime prosecco granita.
Oh, yes.
which is really, really yummy. So it's super easy. You just make a sugar syrup with lime zest and lime juice, and then a bottle of Prosecco, shove it in the freezer.
Not one for the
And that's
children.
it. And not one for children, no. And there's no non-alcoholic version you could make
Yeah,
because
yeah.
the alcohol stops at freezing. So you don't have to
Yes.
go and scrape it
Yeah.
every half hour or anything like that, like you would with a sorbet or
Yeah.
with something that didn't have the alcohol in it. And just a little bit in it, like in a little glass, just a little scoop of that on a hot night in summer was really, really, really delicious. Just totally delicious. I never would have made the blueberry tart. And I would not have made the baked lemon cheesecake, I don't think, if it wasn't
Right.
in the if it wasn't in the book. And they were both also
Yes.
pretty
The
great.
caramel, the celebration cake that's in there
Yeah, I did that for a
too.
birthday,
Same.
super early on, actually. I don't think I got a photo of it because that was
Oh.
for my son's birthday, which is like the week after next. So
Yep,
that's
yep.
before I hard launched the
Committed to
challenge,
the
I
challenge.
had made that. And it was delicious and a lot. That chocolate cake is great. I've made that chocolate cake for other things.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's
Again,
the same
unusual
base.
recipe type of technique,
Yeah.
but fantastic.
But beautiful.
Yes.
So that's my favorite in the desserts. And then there's all this whole big section, well, not big section, but there's a section of different sauces. And they were all just great. I don't know, it's, great mushroom sauce, great red wine sauce, which I did with the Thingo, Wellington. Oh, and the chimichurri is great, which I really like. I do have a different recipe that I use as well, though. Pretty similar. So, and I think
Nice.
that's delicious. The dressings are all great. Nothing like mind-blowing except the ginger dressing. Because I make dressings anyway. I
Yes.
tend to make them and not buy them. The ginger dressing on cucumber is just
That's the one
amazing.
that goes with the shaking beef. Is that that one?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Also
beautiful.
a great recipe.
And then I made the so the cornbreads with the pork and beans was delicious.
Oh.
One of my kids, when I was saying, what was your favorite? He's like, oh, I think it really surprised me was the pork and beans with the cornbread muffins. I was like, oh, there you go. That was for Lockie,
Very,
mentioning him.
yeah, yep.
So that was quite nice to have, something different as your
Yes,
sort of
yeah.
starchy thing with your meal. The artisan bread is great. And I make it
Yes,
fairly
I've made that a couple of
regularly.
times. That's really good, isn't it?
Yep, and it works every time in that
Yes.
slope in the cast iron pot in the
Yep.
oven. And the flatbreads I make all the time now, like
All the
once
time.
a
That's
fortnight, which
wow.
feels like all the time compared
Does,
to
yes,
never
because
making it, which
Fridays
can
roll
be
around
fun.
really fast.
Yeah, that's right. So that was it. So that was my challenge. And I do still have sitting in my book the little recipe card from those Singapore chili prawns when we
Oh,
went to
yes.
see Nagi at the Good Food and Wine Show,
That's
which I
right.
was going to add to my challenge, but I ran out of time. So I
Yeah.
haven't made that. But I felt,
2024
but I,
edit.
it's still sitting in the book as a, this kind of belongs in the book
You haven't
recipe,
made
but
this,
we'll see. Haven't you failed?
Meg. I'm
Failed
sorry.
miserably.
Failed. Yeah,
So,
wow.
like, that's my challenge in
And
summary.
did you enjoy being, because you sort of got into the Nuggie Tinners community as well,
I
didn't you?
did.
Their
It was
Facebook.
really nice. They were very, mostly very, like, all Facebook groups have their moments, I
They
think, where
do.
someone says something and someone takes offense and blah, blah, blah. But I was
Yep.
never involved in any of that.
Yep. Yep.
But super encouraging for like people who are just starting out.
That's
And I've
so
had people ask me,
lovely.
like, why do you think like Nagi's gotten so big? Like, what is it that has made that her in particular is sort of like the number one search engine when you're looking at her? And her book was the
Yes,
number one
yes.
book of everything. It's accessibility. Like,
Yeah.
she's so warm and friendly. And like on Instagram, she'll like sort of make mistakes and be like, that's okay.
Yes.
So there's something you can just sort of get in. There's no, it's not pretentious, but then you can also cook amazing things.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
all the substitutions, like just look at like if you don't have this, you can use this. It'll change the taste like this. But don't worry, it's
Yes.
still good. Like
Yeah.
if you need that little bit of extra hand holding, it's there. But like you've noticed, if you want to just take it and then run with it and do your own thing, that's fine. It's like there's no, it's not sort of this sort of puritan, you must always measure everything, follow everything all the time.
Sister-in-law is, and my brother-in-law, they're both chefs, and I think she's got the book. She said she finds some of her recipes. She's like, oh, there's quicker ways. But I wonder if you're like, if you are a chef, you're like, well, I know the quicker ways. But if you are not, maybe it's like, right, if we step it out this way and you see how these things work together, and
For sure.
but then you can probably find quicker, like, shortcut things that you would do. No,
And I
I've
think she might have
enjoyed.
done, like, quite often she's probably done the shortcuts and gone, it changed it in a way so it wasn't the perfect. So if you read the thing at the beginning, like she goes, she feels like she's a bit too obsessive about testing them. So the record was 89 times for the perfect vanilla cake. So
Oh,
she's done
yeah.
89 different tests until
Different.
she goes, this is how to do it. And I think the beef Wellington was tested more than 35 times. So she's, it might not be the easiest, but it's the one that she's like, this works every
This
time.
gets
This,
it. Yes,
and I think that's the thing,
exactly.
like how often when you talk to people about recipes, she goes, they always work.
Yes,
Like
that's the first thing,
that's
isn't
the
it?
first
They
thing people
work
say,
every
they
time
always
and they are
work.
always good.
And I've never, like, apart from the mussels in here, but again, not a mussels family. There was, and the things which it's a personal taste thing, like millions of people love that mac and cheese. I'm just not a mac and, like, I love mac and cheese as a kid, but it's not really my thing now.
Not as a
And the
meal.
creamy
I would
Tuscan
definitely
chicken
have
bake
it
as well,
as
I
a
found it's
side.
just too much, too thick, too heavy, too much. So again, as a side with some beautiful fresh zingy salad-y thing, perfect. But just as this is the meal, it was just after a few mouthfuls, I'm like, I'm done. I've had enough of this
Was it one of my, like we were
elementary
saying
little treasure.
before? One of my friends said, I've reached my fat threshold. Like, this is
Yeah.
just too rich. It's too rich.
My body's saying no more. My mouth is like, I'm coated now. I don't like this sensation.
I need some bitter things now. Thank you very
Yeah,
much.
that's right.
Cleanse
Exactly.
my palate.
Yes. And that's the other question I've had a few times or assumptions. Like, oh, did you put on heaps of weight? And I've been like, oh, you don't know me very well.
That's so
For one.
interesting. But like, I wonder what that is about. Like the idea that you could cook things without them being deliberately diety or like quote unquote healthy or like
Which is
intentionally
weird.
low fat
But I totally
otherwise.
understand it because their intention, they're not like that's just not a, she's, it's not a health food cooking, which is again why I think why it's so popular. I remember, this is going back a really long time, like years and years and years ago, someone I knew was involved in the promotion of some app. And they needed people to come along to apply to be in this cooking thing. And you get paired up with one of the MasterChef things. So I got paired up with Julie Goodwin, which was
Oh,
awesome. Got to spend the
sweet.
day with Julie Goodwin. Had so much fun. And there was like Justine Scofield was there and Brett, someone or other, and Callum, like all of them from that series was there. So I got to hang out with them for a day, which was fantastic. And they were sort of all talking about their cooking book and how bored they are by all the low-fat health cookbook, the this health cookbook. And they're like, it's so boring. And I was like,
Yeah,
you are my
I'm
people.
having the best day of my
No,
life.
it was so fun. It was really good. And so I think that's all part of it is like it kind of aligns with our philosophy of all foods fit. Like no food on its own, no recipe book on its own is healthy or unhealthy. It's the like zoom out to the whole context. And for me, as a pretty intuitive eater, if I am eating stuff that is, I don't know, more energy dense than usual,
Like
my body will
quite
tell me,
rich.
that's probably like you don't like this anymore, save it for tomorrow. Or my body will just probably just the next day I might not feel as driven around food. Like
You go to
I might be
bed and you're a
like,
bit hot and a bit fidgety.
that's right.
Like,
So
I
I don't weigh
relax.
myself, so I have no idea, but not noticeably, my body did not change noticeably. And if it did, like I moved house and got a whole new routine and work is different and life is different. I don't think I could pin it down to my dinners. And my, it was funny for people who might assume that you would become unhealthy. I had my, like all my bloods done early this year, because, getting to that
As
age.
you do.
My cholesterol has never been better.
Oh,
Ever.
amazing.
Yeah, because it's actually
Amazing.
within, well within comfortable normal range and everything. And I've actually had it high-ish in the past.
Yep.
Genetically, it's quite likely something I'll experience as I get older. So, you know, it has not made my cholesterol go up either.
Yes,
But
there you go.
it's not going to be one thing, like stress,
No,
sleep,
of course
movement,
not. That's right.
all of those
I
different things.
know. And how many times did we just talk about kale, honestly?
Yeah, quite a few times. Exactly. I'm eating
Yes.
more kale and more spray oil. So, you know.
That's what that's there you go. There's the takeaway. That's the key. Spray oil and kale.
The variety of our eating last year was incredible.
Yes.
And if
Yeah.
we think about like things that are associated with health and low disease risk, like dietary quality and variety, right up there.
Exactly. That's right.
And so that's definitely something that it did. It absolutely drove variety
Yes.
hugely.
And the thing is, like that's such a focus, and like our dietary guidelines are currently under review. Is that right? They'll be, and the last round was very much focused on like through a weight
Yes.
lens.
Yeah.
And, it sort of shifts the recommendations, even though the evidence sort of, the evidence for dairy, it's for dairy, but the recommendation
Ooh.
is low fat
Yes.
everything,
And even the vegetable one for kids, like actually they get their
I
serves through 2.5, but we're going to make it 5
know.
because they probably won't get there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's make it unachievable. Let's do that. I
Yes.
know. But also, like, how are you more likely to eat more of these things if they're delicious?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're
You
adding a
know,
delicious dressing
that's
to
right. And
your
or if you're
vegetables.
making this, the recipe is such that a kid can help out, a kid can get involved, a kid, well, you get in there and massage that,
Yeah, they might
interacting with
actually taste it
it.
then.
That's right. Exactly. So,
Yeah.
this idea that we can set these sort of arbitrary things and these like vague, even terms like variety, like, that can feel like, oh, what does that even mean? Oh my goodness. We don't, but, adding one new food in, that's increasing your variety.
Yep,
And having it in a
absolutely.
way that you really, really enjoy, you probably could do it more than once.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, look, and doing the challenge, and look, I do have to acknowledge that, like, my kids, I've got little foodie kids, got little gourmet kids,
Yeah.
which is lovely. And in part, just the way that they are, just their personality traits, they're pretty
Yes.
adventurous.
Yeah.
And probably exposure is part of it as well. Like, it's never just one thing. So it did, like, there was no barrier to, I can't cook this because so-and-so won't eat it. And
Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like that's a
yeah.
real barrier for a lot of people, but it certainly stretched them as well. Like, they
Yep.
tried things that they would have initially been like, oh, I don't know
Yes.
about that. But yeah, they all smashed that Spanish seafood stew. They all love that. They all found the mussels a bit much. So none of us are really big mussel fans. Even though the
No.
mussels I bought for that were the big green-lipped New Zealand ones, I couldn't find just the other ones. And they were incredible. So they were the best mussels I've ever had, but
Yes.
it was just too many in the packet. But I didn't want to leave, didn't want to not use them all up because then what do I do with them?
No, that's
So that
right.
was so that was that'd be a very overwhelming dish for a lot of people, not just kids, adults as well. All in one. You can't
Yes.
really separate it out. So we've given the age the kids are, we've moved past the deconstructed salad, build your own
Yes.
on your plate stage to I could just put it all
Yeah.
in the middle.
Out.
But if they were
Yeah.
younger, some of the stuff would have been deconstructable.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
so here's the dressing on the side,
Well, a bit like you
separate all
say
the
with the
different
sweet
bits.
potato. That's
Oh,
actually
yeah, I
on the
do that.
side
Yeah,
now.
now the sweet potato
Yeah.
is sort of out.
Yeah. Because there's a
And that just sort of
genuine
doesn't get wasted because it
preference.
ends up on their plate and then they don't eat it.
Tipped it in the
It goes to the
bin.
chickens, but if it stays on the serving dish, that's my lunch for tomorrow, which is awesome.
Exactly right. Here's my starchy staple.
Yeah, I actually did a mixture of not bacon, pumpkin and sweet potato last time because I had
Oh
some pumpkin
yeah.
to use up, and it worked just as well as the sweet potato
Yes,
with
yeah.
that dish. It was so good. And I'd actually run out of maple syrup, but didn't matter because pumpkin is sweeter.
Yes.
So I didn't drizzle maple syrup on the sweet potato or the pumpkin that time. I
Yep.
saved it for the dressing.
Yeah. I think every time I've made it, I've stuffed that step up and I go, oh, I'd
Oh, you
already
put it in
like
straight at the
tossed it.
beginning?
And I go,
Yeah.
oh
Oh, supposed
no.
to put that in later.
That's right.
Still
Oh
works.
well, never mind. Slightly more charcoal then. And
So
still
on the
delicious.
whole, it was excellent. I've really enjoyed
Yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would recommend giving yourself more than a year. if, or at least giving yourself the full year, not like 9 months or whatever I actually ended up giving myself, 10 months to do it. But yeah, a cookbook challenge, like
It's good
fun.
for spicing things up.
Yeah, and making you like do the things you would have skipped and then getting surprised. Because I reckon all the ones that I was just like, that's amazing, are things I probably wouldn't have cooked. Like I probably wouldn't have made the zuppa Toscana if it was
Yeah.
just,
Why? Yes, exactly.
if I
Like,
was just flicking through potatoes, potato like soup. Maybe
Yeah.
not. But now I'm
I like
like,
potato and
I
leek.
can't wait till
That's an
winter.
actual staple. Yes. That's a
Yeah,
regular.
it's gonna pop up
They have iron.
regularly, I think. So
Yeah.
highly recommend. Thank you, Nagi, for your amazing cookbook. It's wonderful. And I have continued to cook, and it still forms the basis, I reckon, of
Same. When I sit down
most of my
to
meal
plan
planning.
ahead,
Yeah, I still
there's
start with.
definitely at least one or two of those recipes is a week.
Definitely.
Well, this is a bit of a different
So
episode than usual,
it was. That was just us rapping on about food.
which
But
I
that's
like
kind of what we
very
like to do.
much.
That's why we have that little bit at the beginning. So we can do it
Yes,
every week, but this
that's
week that's
right.
all it
And now
was.
we're just there with all of it, the whole thing.
That's right.
You probably need to
So
go and
we do too. I do. I'm just keeping an eye on the time
oh,
and
you
make sure
are very
I've had a
good.
minute to maybe, become Zoomtastic, not be in my
Yes,
activewear for
not
my
being my
client, but
act. That's
actually put on a
exactly
shirt.
right.
What have we got coming up?
We have, oh, we pushed back our course, didn't
We
we?
have. So if you've
Yeah.
been listening, or if you heard us, hear us on the Body Matters podcast talking about lifeguards, the non-diet way for parents of teens, we have decided to delay that because, well, we've got our lecture coming up
We
at
do have our
Wollongong
lecture coming
Uni that
up.
is a new format and needs rewriting from
Completely.
scratch.
Yes.
So we would rather do something well and a little bit later than
Yes. Yeah.
do a dodgy job. So
Yeah.
we're going to do that. Week two of term two is now the proposed date
Yes.
for lifeguards.
So early May.
Early
And
May.
it also means that it's not that there's nothing there. We have got our download.
Yes.
Webinar for
Helping your teens
parents
eat
of,
well in a
in a
food confused
food
culture.
used world. That's right. So, which takes people through sort of, I guess, what's normal, what the pressures that teens face are, but
The
some
impact of body image on eating.
strategies around having conversations and sort of staying steady in the face of your teen maybe wanting to change the way they eat or having or expressing some body concerns or maybe not expressing anything, but you're noticing
But your
stuff.
spidey sense is tingling.
How to help them navigate some of the good and bad messages they might sort of get through social media. So that is there on our website under courses, and it's
Called Teen Masterclass, I think.
what are we, is it 30, how much is it,
$33 because
33,
it's
that's
easier
right,
for counting, cheers. Welcome
GST.
to Australia.
Hello.
Yeah, so that's a downloadable, about an hour and a half of us
Yeah, and it's
presenting, plus some resources as well.
yes. And if you
And
do download it and you come away with questions, we'd really appreciate you sending those through. Like that, we'd very happily sort of do like podcast episodes around those questions.
because we can't just talk about food every week. Well, maybe we could.
We could, but then we'd be up against James and Ed on off menu.
That's
And I think they've
true.
got a bit of a head
That's true.
start, just saying.
Just several million extra subscribers.
Just, yeah, that's right. Half the
Maybe
planet.
season 11.
We'll get there. But yeah, so look out for that. And something that I have got to do, and I might just post that this week, is our who we like on social media. So a bit of a download if your social media is you're finding it triggering, like the episode we were talking about last week. Yeah, we've just done a little A4 PDF that's got a whole bunch of accounts that are Instagram and some of them are also TikTok. So if you want to sort of bulk up your social media with some positive
Yes.
accounts, that's coming. So keep an eye on our social, and I think we'll
Perfect.
pop that in our email. this week. So if you're not
That's a
on our
great
mailing
idea.
list, go to our website and jump on our mailing list, and you
Yeah,
will
get our
get
updates.
updates and advance notice of anything we're doing.
Beautiful.
So yeah. Okay,
Excellent.
it's been a delight.
That was fun. I like
I
talking about
love
my
food.
challenge. Well done.
Yes.
Talking about
Well,
food.
got to go and do my household tasks now and
Enjoy.
return a few text messages that just came through.
Nice to
Ding, ding,
talk
ding.
to you, and
Always.
we'll be back next week.
Yeah, have a good afternoon. We started off this morning.
We did. That was a long
Okay,
one.
it
We can
was.
remember
All
when we're
right.
talking about food.
We can. Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Take care. See you.